This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have something to get off my chest. Despite this entire show being based around therapy sessions, I had never actually gone to therapy before starting it. I consulted with a psychologist for the scripts, but I wasn't in therapy myself. And because of that, I was carrying around all this stuff. Anxiety, stress, sadness, and it was really weighing me down. Bottling everything up for so long was making me really unhappy, and I finally realized that I needed someone to help me sort through all the stressors, big and small, that were making my life hard. And it was writing this show that finally got me into therapy, and things have been so much better ever since. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/staystrange today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/staystrange.
I'm sorry, Chloe. I really don't feel that I can give you artistic advice.
I'm not asking you for artistic advice. I'm asking you for moral advice. Oh, don't act so surprised. It's not like I think you're completely morally corrupt. And besides, if it's something you wouldn't do, then I know it's something I definitely shouldn't. Wait, I think Sam is here.
What?
Yeah, I can hear her thoughts.
Sam, what are you doing here?
I needed to talk to you.
Is everything all right?
What do you mean you saw Mark?
What?
Oh, hi, Chloe. I didn't see him here, not now. I went back. I've been going back. I've hated sitting here for 8 days. It's been 8 days since he called, and I couldn't stand not doing anything, so I tried to find Mark dimensionally. I mean, it didn't work any of the times I tried over the summer, but then something today just finally clicked, and I found him. Them.
In the past?
Yes, right after he got out of the AM, I think. Because he still looked not great, and they were running promos for the Olympics, so it must have been July. And Damien...
Yeah?
Damien was totally... I mean, I know I wasn't completely truthful with Mark about everything, but this was... He was trying to convince Mark that he was the one behind getting Mark out. That he was protecting Mark from his evil sister. And I mean, Mark wasn't sure how I fit into the picture, and, well, I get that that's partly my fault, but Damien... He was making Mark believe that I didn't exist. Mark was uncertain to begin with. His head was so muddled from waking up, I think, and it was like Damien was preying on it. Like, Joan, when you've described how Wadsworth emotionally manipulates people, it was like that. And Mark was so, he was so confused and scared. I could see him doubting himself and
yeah, I can see him now. You're picturing it, Sam.
Oh, right.
How does he look?
Like Sam said, like he's doubting himself, like he doesn't know how to trust his own mind. Oh. God, I've been there. Not a good feeling.
And Damien just kept pushing him. I watched him for the whole day, and Damien just kept pushing, trying to get his ability to work. And all Mark was trying to do was remember. He was trying to trust himself enough to believe that I was real and that you would never betray him. And all the while, Damien was painting himself like some sort of big damn hero. He was erasing me completely. I mean, how dare he take credit? How dare he?
Sam, deep breath. You're starting to...
I know. I'm so... I've never overheard anyone talk about me before, and to sit there and listen to him go on and on about how I was probably just a figment of Mark's imagination, how I wasn't real, it was...
I know you're real.
Mark? Oh my God.
Mark, you're here.
I know, I'm late. I said it'd be a week and it's been 8 days. Trust me, it feels a lot longer than that.
I'd like to be.
Damien.
Sam!
Whoa!
Hey!
God, that hurts!
Oh, no kidding, that hurts! Jesus fucking Christ!
Hey, whoa, everyone, just calm down!
Oh boy, you can do the thing, can't you?
Yeah, wait, you can... Oh, whoa, God, it just got really loud in here.
Oh, jeez, yeah, sorry,
Are you two communicating telepathically?
Huh?
What? Yes, it seems that way.
Oh God, you mean you can...
Sam, are you okay? What the hell are you thinking?
And I don't know, I'm sorry, I just saw him and sort of reacted. But you're here. Oh my God, you're really here. Do you have...
Sam.
Can I...
Sam?
Oh, come on. You've got to be kidding me.
No, Sam.
Just stay here if you can. I'll be back.
Fucking perfect.
Don't worry. She'll be back.
Oh, I know. I know she will. Just would have liked to hug her first. At least once.
The waiting makes getting there that much better?
Yeah, I think we've had enough waiting. And I'm sorry. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Chloe. Resident mind reader.
Well, yeah, I got that. Oh, you're Chloe. Hey, Sam's told me a lot about you.
Likewise.
Mark, we need to do something about Damien's nose. He's bleeding all over my floor.
Oh, jeez.
I'll deal with him. You go into the office and catch up.
Are you sure? I mean, I don't think he'll do anything as long as I don't stray too far, so...
It's fine. His power doesn't work on me anyway.
Really?
We can talk about it later. Go talk to your sister.
Thank you, Chloe.
See? Sometimes it's not too bad having me read your thoughts.
Just come in if he gives you any trouble.
So, Joni... Oh.
You are never allowed to do that ever again.
Okay. You know, you don't really need to forbid me from being kidnapped and experimented on. I'm gonna try to avoid that one my own.
Smartass. God, look at your hair. This is unacceptable.
Yeah, well, they weren't exactly giving me the salon treatment at the AM. Trust me, it was as much of a surprise to me when I woke up. You know how I hate having long hair?
Because it gets in your eyes.
It makes it hard to take photos.
I can't believe you're really here.
I'm here.
Are you all right?
Relative to the past few years, yeah. I'm okay.
I'm... Mark, I am so sorry.
Joni, just... We'll get to all that, okay? I'm here. We have time. But can you let go of my arms? Because you're kind of cutting off circulation.
Of course, sorry. Well, sit down, make yourself at home. Are you thirsty? Hungry? I don't have any food here, but I can order something if you want.
No, that's okay. We ate on the road, and I've been sitting for hours. I want to look at your office. This is nice, Joni. Yes, the AM pays pretty well.
Mark.
Why didn't you tell me?
I couldn't. The job was completely confidential.
That's total bullshit. It's me. You could have told me.
I wanted to keep those parts of my life separate. I didn't want you becoming curious about it, about other atypicals. I didn't want you to draw attention to yourself.
You didn't want the AM to find out about me.
I would have done anything to keep you from them.
They got me anyway.
Yes. Will you ever forgive me?
Joni, it's not about forgiveness. I spent a lot of time being mad at you. I'm over it.
Really? This is coming from the same Mark who was mad at me for 3 weeks after I used his colored pencils?
It was the whole 64-pack, Joni. I mean, they don't come cheap.
Mark.
I'm not mad anymore. I don't think. I know there was nothing you could have done, and I don't like that you work for those people, but I get it, I guess. They're not all bad.
What?
Don't get me wrong, I'd love to burn that place to the ground, but I don't know. I was able to glean a lot of information in 2 years about what the AM does, the benefit of mind reading occasionally. Not everyone there has bad intentions, and I saw them help a lot of people. That doesn't mean I'm okay with the fact that you ever worked for them. Wait, what do you mean you still work for them?
What?
I can hear your thoughts, Joan. Chloe's in the next room, remember?
Oh, God.
Yeah, this is sort of your worst nightmare, isn't it?
Can't say it's the way I would choose to have a conversation, no.
So, what did you mean?
Mark.
Tell the truth.
Ah. I see you've learned to use Damien's power.
I didn't mean to...
It's all right, Mark. I'm not still working for them, not directly. But after I was fired, they offered me an arrangement. They would release you into my care, and I wouldn't report them. On top of that, we would refer patients to each other. I would give them the basic details of my patients for their registry, and they would send patients who completed their programs to me for less rigorous counseling.
But they didn't release me.
No. A week later, you were trapped in the 1800s. They refused to give you up, saying that it was too dangerous to your health to take you out of their medical care.
Fuck, they sure are wily, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Are they going to come after me?
Not if I have anything to say about it.
Joni.
I don't think so. I'm managing it.
Don't tell me you're back with that Agent Green guy.
How do you know about that?
Damien told me. So are you?
No, of course not.
What did you see in him anyway? He seemed like a real dud to me.
Never
mind. Whoa, I did not need to know that. This mind-reading thing is a lot less fun when it's with your sister.
Okay, let's change the subject and talk about one of the other elephants in the room. What the hell happened with Damien?
I have no clue. Ever since I woke up, I've had no access to my ability. I could feel Damien's power working on me, but I couldn't get to it for myself, you know? And then, well, right after I left you that voicemail, actually, we got into this huge fight. All his lies started coming apart, and I guess I had a bit of a meltdown, and something inside me snapped, and I don't know, ricocheted?
What do you mean?
It was like my ability all of a sudden broke free and bounced off Damien's ability and hit him, and he just became really complacent. If I'm within range, he just does whatever I want. It's awful.
And he can't influence anyone?
It doesn't seem like it.
What do you mean, in range?
30 feet is about as far as I can go, usually. According to the last test the AM did, anyway.
I see.
But I guess it wears off after a bit because I went to grab his food and left him in the car, and that's when he smashed his phone. Haven't left him alone for more than a few minutes since.
Why did you bring him here?
I couldn't just leave him on the side of the road. I think I broke his brain.
But if it wears off, then being separated would be the best for him, wouldn't you say?
I don't know. I guess I just panicked. It felt like he was my responsibility.
Mark, did something happen between you two?
What?
It sounds like he was influencing you for weeks. If he made you do something that you didn't
want
to... God,
no. Joni, it wasn't... Damien seemed more interested in learning about my power than anything else.
I figured that would be the case.
Although I don't know how anyone could possibly resist the alluring creature that sits before you.
Please. You know you're still the best-looking Bryant. Even if you could use a few meals and a haircut. Sam certainly seems to think so.
She's something else, isn't she?
I have to say, I did not see that punch coming.
Yeah, that was... Well, okay, I don't condone violence, of course, but that was kind of awesome.
What?
What?
You've got that look on your face.
What look?
That little worried rabbit look.
Worried rabbit?
Yeah, you get this little scrunched up face when you're worried about something.
I think she'd do anything for me, and that scares me.
Why?
I don't want her to get hurt.
Do you not feel the same?
No, I do. God, I really do. But my life is, well, it has not been ideal for the past few years, to say the least. And now that I'm out, I guess I don't know what's going to happen. I'm worried about dragging someone else into that.
It's not like Sam's life has been free from complications until now.
That's true. I guess I don't get to make that decision for her. Who's Caleb?
What?
You told him the same thing, that he couldn't make the decision for Adam?
Goodness, confidentiality is really impossible with telepaths, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry.
He's a patient. Reminds me of you a bit. And if a 17-year-old can make an atypical relationship work, I'm sure you can too. You're almost as mature.
Ha, frickety ha.
If it's what you want.
I mean, we have a lot to talk about, and I need to adjust to being back in the world and everything, but yeah, I think it is. Did she tell you about the singing thing?
What singing thing?
When Sam found out how much I miss listening to music, she would go and look up new songs by my favorite bands and then memorize them and sing them to me. Because it's not like she could bring back an iPod or anything, but she got how starved I was for entertainment. So we'd sit under a tree in this sheep meadow and she would sing to me.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just been on my mind the whole time driving back. She tried so hard to keep me sane. Telling me stories about her travels, singing, asking me about my favorite photos. That kind of kindness, that consideration for me, it was like stumbling upon a lake in the middle of the desert. You know?
I do, actually.
Happy birthday, by the way.
You're a day late.
I know.
Yesterday, you said you'd be home yesterday.
I know. At least I called.
You called. And you're here now.
I'm here. Sounds like Sam is back, so.
Right. We should probably check on Damien anyway.
How's his nose?
It stopped bleeding. Hell of a way to introduce yourself to someone, Sam.
I know, not my best moment.
Agree to disagree.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Your hair, it's long.
Jeez, everyone keeps going on about the hair.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean—
Sam, I'm kidding.
Oh, right. This is sort of weird, right?
A bit.
Joan.
Sorry.
Could we, I mean, do you, that is, can,
Sam,
can I—
Sam, slow down. The answer to all those questions running around your head right now is yes.
Oh God, you can hear my thoughts, can't you?
Yeah.
But, yes?
Yes.
Would you two like to go into the office and continue whatever this is while I deal with Damien?
Oh, yeah, sure. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Joni.
Mm-hmm. How has he been?
Very quiet. It's weird.
Can you hear his thoughts?
No, of course not.
But you can read Mark's.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Maybe Mark's mind doesn't have the same roadblocks because he's just borrowing Damien's power sometimes?
Possibly. And it seemed like Damien's power via Mark worked on you as well, earlier, when he asked all of us to calm down.
Yeah, it did. Huh. Maybe it's just a thing with Damien specifically then.
Perhaps. I would have thought you'd have an opinion on that, Damien, but... Good Lord. I've never heard him be this quiet for this long. It's putting me on edge. I wish he would just say something.
Okay.
What?
You wanted me to say something?
Yes, but I'm not...
Mark wants me to be cooperative.
Oh my God. How powerful is Mark?
Very, it would seem. Damien, will you do whatever I say?
I don't know. Mark wants me to cooperate and to tell the truth, but sometimes I can fight it.
Like when you broke your phone.
Yeah.
But the rest of the time you just do what people tell you to?
I guess.
Wow. How's that for karma,
Chloe?
What? It's a taste of his own medicine. Okay, yeah, no, this is not good. What do we do?
I have no idea.
Is everything okay? I heard you freaking out.
I am not freaking out.
In your thoughts, you were a little.
He's right.
I just haven't faced this particular problem before.
How are you doing, Damien?
Meh.
Yeah.
I think he'll do whatever anyone tells him.
What?
Damien, go into my office.
Oh boy, that's not good.
You didn't notice?
It's not like we were stopping to chat with the folks at Roadside Diners. What do we do?
You said it wears off, right?
I thought so, but what if it's getting worse? What if the longer we've been around each other, the stronger my hold or whatever over him has gotten?
We need to get you two as far away from each other as possible.
We can't just let him loose. He can barely do anything for himself. I had to tell him to eat half the time.
Oh, Mark.
It's not like I meant to do this.
Does anybody know where he lives? Can we just, I don't know, take him back to his home? Check in on him from time to time?
Good idea, Sam. Except I will check in on him. You are not to go near him.
Joan.
It's for the best. For both of you. We'll take Damien back to his apartment, and then you're coming back to mine. I am not letting you out of my sight again.
Yeah, that's not gonna get old.
I can take Damien. You get Mark home safely.
Chloe, I really don't think...
Hey, Dr. Bright, what's going on?
Oh, Christ, I forgot it was Sunday.
Chloe, Sam, hi. Is that Damien?
Caleb, I am very sorry about this. I seem to have lost track of time and things have gotten a little hectic. Why don't you go into my office and I'll be right in.
Who's the new guy?
Hi, I'm Mark.
Good Lord, Mark, do you have no sense of self-preservation? You can't just go around introducing yourself to people like that.
Huh?
But this is Caleb, right? The empath?
How?
The one who reminds you of me?
Yes, but...
How did you know I'm an empath?
I felt it.
What, are you an empath too?
Not exactly.
This is Dr. Bright's brother.
Oh, the guy you helped break out of atypical prison or whatever?
Basically.
Right on.
Okay, that's enough. Caleb doesn't need to know anything more. He's involved enough as it is.
Why? Because he's... Wait, what is Wadsworth? Wadsworth has a nephew? Wait, he's dating Wadsworth's nephew?
Oh God, Mark!
What? Who's Wadsworth?
Episode 35 was written and directed by Lauren Chippen and produced by Misha Stanton. In this episode, you heard Julia Morizawa as Dr. Bright, Anna Laurie as Chloe, Lauren Chippen as Sam, Andrew Nowak as Mark, and Charlie Ian as Damien. Our music is composed and performed by Evan Cunningham. For more information about the show, special bonus content, and official merchandise, please visit our website at thebrightsessions.com. You can also like us on Facebook, follow us on Tumblr, and on Twitter at Bright Podcast. The Bright Sessions would like to thank Elizabeth Laird, Anna Laurie, Elizabeth and Matthew Harrington, Ken Hertz, Alyssa Adler, Oswaldo Rossi, and Authentic. The Bright Sessions will return next Wednesday on April 5th with a mini episode. Until then, thanks for listening and stay strange.